current state on WKAR. Thanks for being with us today. Michigan teens are back in school, their summer jobs fading into memory. But some teens may be thinking about taking that experience to the next level. A program this weekend in Lansing teaches the basics of building a microbusiness to youth age 13 and older, organized by Lansing Community Organization, the Northwest Initiative. And we're talking today with the executive director, Peggy Vaughn Payne. Peggy, thanks for joining us today on Current State.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit about the overall mission at the Northwest Initiative, please.
The overall mission for Northwest Initiative is to really reach out and help to improve the overall quality of life and health of the neighborhoods in Northwest Lansing. We primarily work with low to moderate income residents.
Right. Your team started the micro business course for teens about 3 years ago, and when the local economy was a little worse than it was now, how did it get started?
It got started because some of our teens were indicating that they wouldn't be able to transition from our academic year program, which met on Saturday mornings, to the summer program because they needed to find a job. They wanted to earn some income.
Right.
And I knew at that time that jobs for teenagers were going to be pretty minimal. If they could find one, we were encouraging. But I said, you know, let's start thinking outside the box, because I think it really is important for you to learn some skills to get a job or to, you know, earn some money. So we started talking about looking outside the box and starting, you know, a little small business or small businesses. So we did some research. We talked with the youth about the kinds of things that they were interested in, found a wonderful curriculum by Carol Topp that was microbusiness for teens. And so it just brought it down to a level that they could understand. And we got it all set, got a couple grants to support it, and started it that summer of 2012 or 13.
Right.
Time flies.
It sure does. Tell us more about, in detail, about some of the skills that you taught in those first classes.
Well, a lot of the skills that they learn is, you know, goes according to the curriculum. They're doing the same thing that a regular adult would do if they're going to learn how to start a business. So it's kind of like identifying, you know, what type of business, whether it's going to be a product base or service, you know, what kinds of materials do you need, putting together a business plan, you know, doing, getting your sales, your marketing. It's the basics of doing a business, but just geared more towards teens. Some of the, you know, outcomes of it is that, you know, the kids are really learning some great skills that will be with them for a life. They're learning leadership, time management, you know, sales, product, service, and pricing, math and accounting. You know, you got to be able, if you're going to make money, you have to learn how to and be sure to know how to count it. Communication and written skills. So they're really honing in on their English. They have to do flyers or business cards, as well as, you know, finances. Just basically, you know, how are you going to fund this? You know, what are the ways that we can look at it, funding a little micro business?
We're talking about a program coming up this weekend to teach micro business skills to local teens looking to become entrepreneurs. Peggy Vaughn Payne is the executive director of the Northwest Initiative in Lansing, which is sponsoring this event. What sorts of cottage industries are teens well suited to pursue?
Oh my goodness, there's so many opportunities for youth these days. Like I said, when our first group started, we had one young man who was doing tutus and jewelry with his mother, and they were selling at $20 a pop. I mean, wow. It was amazing. You know, if he sold two items, he made $40, which was, you know, more than he was going to get somewhere else. We had a girl who was also designing t-shirts and sweatshirts. We had another one who was blinging out shorts. We had one who was baking cookies in bars and selling them at the farmer's market. We gave all of the youth the opportunity, if they had a product, to be able to sell at our Westside Farmer's Market that summer. And many of them did, and they did really well.
Nice. Talk about the curriculum. Your program allows a course designed by Carol Topp, an accountant from the Cincinnati area.
Mm-hmm. It's just a really basic kind of program written, you know, by and for teens. So the language is a little easier to understand. It is the basics of, you know, putting together a business plan that you would find if you went to the SBA and pulled up some information, or you went to another class for adults. But it's more fun, a lot shorter, and so that we can keep the attention of youth who are wanting to start the business and more fun.
How do you help teens create the business model? What's the process of turning their perhaps vaguely shaped ideas into a focused plan?
Well, that's kind of where, you know, in the group setting, we're talking, and the peers can help sometimes with that as they're trying to hone in on what it is exactly that they want to do. So, for example, I think I've got a young lady that's coming into the class on Saturday who is interested in fashion. Well, that's a pretty big area, so we're going to have to really work with her to, you know, hone in on exactly what in fashion. Is this women's fashion? Is it, you know, pets? Is it, you know, young girls? Help us. And so we will help them by just really talking through a lot of it and so that we can help her be able to pinpoint down exactly what may work and what kind of business that's realistic for her to start at her age.
We're talking with Peggy Vaughn Payne today on Current State. She's the executive director of the Northwest Initiative in Lansing, which is sponsoring the upcoming event, a program coming up this weekend to teach micro-business skills to local teens looking to become entrepreneurs. Is this a course that's open to adults? Has there been any demand for these kind of skills?
Well, that's kind of funny.
Activities?
We when we did the first summer with the youth, we started having adults come to us and ask why we didn't have the program for adults. Mm. And so the following summer, we did allow adults and started a program for adults. And we had several I think it was all women that signed up for that and participated. And so it's been interesting working with adults. We actually used the same curriculum because we didn't know where they were at with their venture, and they enjoyed it. They really did. And one was super ready to go with her business, and she did really well. And she moved to Florida, so I haven't been able to talk to her. But yeah, it's been interesting watching the number of adults. And so we've offered the program since at least twice a year.
Right. How far does your training go with some of these micro businesses, or even how far can you imagine it going?
Well, we're willing to work with any youth who really wants to, you know, stay focused and really work on it. I will spend my personal time working with a youngster on starting a business if they really want to take it to the next level. Most of the kids get the basic training, and they'll decide, you know, whether it's a product or service and what they'd like to do. It may be an extension of a hobby or something else that they've already previously done. And we'll help them. We'll help them with the marketing. That's always a big piece. You know, where can they sell their product or service? You know, what kinds of, you know, is it, if it's mowing lawns, that won't be able to happen, you know, that season is almost over with. But maybe we could say, okay, but what about shoveling snow, you know, that's right. Going to be upon us, you know, soon. So we'll work. I mean, I will work and my staff will really work with the kids because we just think that it's really important that youth have the opportunity to earn some income.
When you give, you always get back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What have been some of the personal rewards for you in helping kids?
Watching them grow, yeah. You know, it's amazing to see when they come in. Sometimes they're timid and shy. Sometimes it might have been a parent that pushed them to come. But watching them grow over the course of, you know, 2 to 3 months or longer has been interesting. Watching some of the ones who've grown over the past 3 years that are still working their little business, that's always rewarding to see. And you know, money is a motivator.
Right.
So, sure. So, but, you know, and they don't necessarily understand when they're 13, 14 and 15, how these are lifelong skills, but they'll get it, you know, down the road and they're staying with it. So that part is really cool.
Where it is, you had a family member who was a participant in the past.
I did have a family. I actually had more than a couple, but I had one who stuck with it. That's my son who was baking cookies. And, you know, he's had a following at our farmer's market for the last 3 years.
Nice.
And people that would show up and go, where's Nick? And that was always funny because come September, he's back in school, and we still had the market. And I says, he's back in school. So I was trying to work with him to say, you could do this. I will sell for you, but you have to do it on the weekends and have it ready to go. Our market was on Mondays then.
What are his best cookies?
Oh, his chocolate chip. He's got a s'mores cookie right now that he did this summer.
Are they available, like, now?
I wish I had brought some for you. I don't have any, but yes, I mean, if somebody wants to call, he will certainly take orders and has done orders before.
Do you track some of your past students, kind of follow up and see what they're doing now?
Yeah, occasionally I see them. Haven't followed up with them. I will be doing that because I want some of them to come in and talk to the new class. But I happen to see one of the students probably a couple months ago, early this summer, and he was working and I was at a gas station. And I was like, hey, what's happening? You know, we just had a nice little conversation. So good to always see them, and I will be following up with some to see if I can get them to come in and speak.
Peggy, where can people get more information about this weekend's micro
business? They can call my office at 999-2894 and just say that you want to speak with Peggy or Sam or about the micro business program.
Peggy Vaughn Payne is the executive director of the Northwest Initiative in Lansing, sponsoring this weekend's micro business skills events. Peggy, thanks for being on Current State today.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you so much.